This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, June 26th, brought to you by AgriPulse. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. President Trump said Iran violated their ceasefire agreement by firing drones at a ship in the Strait of Hormuz, an attack that snarled shipping in the strategic waterway, and it threatened the main goal of the president's preliminary deal to wind down the war. Trump confirmed on social media today that Iran fired at least 4 one-way attack drones at ships transiting the strait yesterday. The U.S. shot down 3, he said, while the other hit a commercial cargo ship. Trump did not say what action, if any, the U.S. would take against Iran. When asked if Iran would face any consequences, Trump responded, quote, "You'll find out." Well, a new executive order signed by the president seeks to promote precision ag techniques and expedite approval of new pesticide active ingredients. President Trump signed the order shortly before hosting farmers for dinner at the White House Rose Garden yesterday. The order also addresses the cumulative health effects of pesticide exposures. It directs USDA, EPA, and the Department of Health and Human Services to, quote, expedite development of a research and evaluation framework for cumulative exposure across chemical classes that are regulated by statute in the food supply. The order says EPA, quote, shall prioritize registration actions related to substances that can be used as alternatives to older active ingredients and review all available data for registered pre-harvest desiccation uses and ensure alignment with all applicable safety and environmental standards, including accurate labeling of chemical products. Well, Clean Fuels Alliance America offering thanks today to the president and USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins, saying the rule provides U.S. farmers practical guidelines to implement regenerative agriculture practices and calculate additional value from providing feedstock to domestic biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel producers. Clean Fuels Vice President of Federal Affairs Kurt Kavark said the action will help farmers get more value from expanding domestic markets for biomass-based diesel. Clean Fuels CEO Donnell Rehagen is the upcoming guest on AgriPulse Open Mic, that program available on Sunday at agripulse.com. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman, who has consistently said he doesn't want to touch the state SNAP cost-sharing requirements enacted in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, says he is open to providing some relief to states working to comply. Bozeman's statement follows the release of the committee's farm bill discussion draft this week. The Arkansas Republican acknowledged states have had more difficulty than expected reducing payment error rates below the 6% threshold that triggers cost-sharing requirements for SNAP benefits beginning in October 2027. The comments come after USDA reported this week that only 9 states achieved full compliance with an error rate below 6% in fiscal 2025. The national average payment error rate was 10.62%. Chairman Bozeman is this week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers with host Lydia Johnson. That program is available now at agripulse.com. U.S. Drought Monitor data published this week shows small improvements in dryness in some crop-growing states, but major heat expected to move into the plains and into the Corn Belt over the next several days. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgriPulse. For 250 years, America has been shaped by the people who feed, fuel, and lead our nation. Celebrate America's 250th year with AgriPulse and save $250 on your first subscription. Use code 250USA at checkout by visiting agripulse.com/subscription. Don't miss the news that matters most. Subscribe to AgriPulse today. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.